Wonderful day it is to be here at Peace Lutheran Church, and it's kind of confusing out there, isn't it? Is it going to snow? Is it going to be sunny? Well, there's no confusion inside, I can tell you that. We're gathered here to hear about God's love for us and how he follows through on all of his promises. Isn't that awesome? Do you trust people when they give you promises? No? Kind of? If I were to tell you that I was promising that Ruth Mosier would have a baby this year, would you trust that promise? She gave me permission to say that, by the way. Well, we're going to find out that that is exactly what God does with Abraham and Sarah. He tells Abraham and Sarah that they are going to have a child as they are advanced in years. That's the term I'm going to use, advanced in years. And the promise does come true. But we're going to hear about a journey that Abraham takes with his son Isaac this morning in Genesis chapter 22. It's a reminder of how God always keeps his promises, even when we sometimes doubt that or might feel like it might not happen. Some announcements to share with the congregation before we begin. The first is that we do have information to share about Pastor Reilly's memorial service. It will be on Saturday, March 17th at Zion Lutheran Church in Corvallis at 11 a.m. Saturday, March 17th at 11 a.m. Also, gentle encouragement to the congregation to take part in the season of Lent each week for midweek services. We have a reading from the Passion, which is the last week of Jesus' life. We're going to read a portion of that each week and then have a special message about the place and the significance that is happening in each of those moments in the Passion of Jesus. We gather at 6 o'clock each Wednesday for wonderful soup and bread. This last week there was so much food and great fellowship. And then at 7 o'clock, we gather here in the sanctuary for a brief prayer and worship service. That is this Wednesday. And then just the last thing to note is that this Tuesday is our council meeting. I know we got some council members here. Just a gentle reminder, we will be meeting at 7 o'clock in the fellowship hall this Tuesday. Next week during the church service, we are going to commission all those who are serving on the church council. That's good. So you get to see who's on the council, not just read about it. You can see it. And if you have questions, go ahead and approach them. We will commission them by offering them a prayer in the worship service next Sunday. Are there other announcements to share before we begin this morning? I see Sharon coming down. Sharon did so well this week, or so well last week with Every Child. She's got more to share with us, I think.
I want to remind everyone about Every Child, and what we're working on are boxes, and we have welcome boxes, and they are for the children basically age 2 through 17. And then we have launch boxes, and these are boxes of items for 18 to 21-year-olds that are aging out of the foster care system. And the welcome boxes, are given to the children that are going, into the foster care system and, just something that they can have of their own. And this was new to me, and I didn't know about it until, I first heard about it. And it's something I guess I didn't think about. And I should have. We have two nieces that were adopted from the foster care system. They'd been in it all their life, and they were adopted when they were 9 and 10. And so this, really spoke to me. And, we'd like to thank, all those that took boxes last Sunday, and they were all taken. And there are more boxes out there today. And we have the launch boxes, which are 40-quart totes. And you can bring items to put in those totes. They're not, if you don't, want to take one to fill on your own, or, if there's, several of you that want to work on one, you could do that. But, anything works and everything helps. So thank you again. you know, for your response. And if you didn't see this last week or know about it, there are more out there in the narthex that you could pick up. And I do encourage you to read it. You know, it's a very good activity. And you can check with Ellen. She knows more than I do. But, you know, but you can also check with me if you have any questions. And again, thank you very much for your response to this.
Thanks for putting it out there for us. We're going to start, though, with the choir coming forward to sing a special song, A Servant in Your Heavenly House.